tread.
Could kick the ball from the goal all the way to the other goal without it touching the ground. But Jerry had excessively large feet. You could put two shoes in one shoe. But boy, could he kick that soccer ball. See, the enemy knows you got big feet. Come on. I had a brother tell me, one of the brothers in church came and told me one of the services. It's been about 2-3 weeks. He said, "Apostle, I just want to share with you what I saw." He said, "When you were walking up the steps, it was a Wednesday night service. He said, I saw you with combat boots on." Amen, amen. I said, "I received that." Amen. God's been preparing us 3 or 4 weeks for this time. Amen. See, he dropped this in my mind about apostolic warriors. But that was just an indication, yeah, you're moving in the right direction with what I want you to start to impart, because we're going to war. And when I say war, we're going to conquer. We're not going to be defeated. We're not going to exchange blows. No, we're coming and we're taking back everything. Come on, why? Because God has anointed us. God has appointed us. As a man thinks in his heart, so is the man. See, that's the problem a lot of times, how you think. What you're thinking about, where's the level of your thought life? Where your mind is where you are headed. Tell somebody, thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. Tell somebody, I always triumph in Christ Jesus. He ain't never lost a battle. And he never will lose a battle. Even when it look like you're losing, you ain't losing. I mean, we wrestle. In the course of a wrestling match, your enemy may get the leverage on you momentarily. But tell somebody, I got some moves. Anybody that wrestle knows you got some moves. You know how to get out of stuff. Tell somebody, I got some oil too. I'm slippery. He might have had me, but he can't hold me. I'll slip out of that grip. Why, I'm oiled up. Amen. The spirit of slavery is going to be crushed. Folk going to know that God is their father. Now that might sound, well, all right, no, some don't really know that. They only know God as God. You don't know him as Abba. That word is daddy. Daddy God, the one that'll sit you on his knee and not to spank you. You ain't always on his knee to get spanked. I had a child draw a picture one time of her father, and he was a little stick figure that had a big old hand. So you know. This keeps coming to my mind. I felt it was for me personally, but I'm going to share it. I didn't share it yesterday in our prayer meeting, and all week. But one morning as I woke to go into my office to pray, the Spirit of the Lord was shouting to me, Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 3. That was just resonating in my, I could hear him just, Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 3. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go through my routine of praying and that, and it kept coming, Deuteronomy 2, 3, 4. I said, okay, let me see what this is saying. What are you saying to me? But if you read that portion of scripture, it has to do with the final giant that was taken out. Og, king of Bashan, the final giant. And it shows how Joshua and them took him out. You got it up there? Let me read it. So the Lord our God delivered into our hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people, and we smote him until none was left to him remaining. Next verse. And we took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we took not from them. 60, all the region of Argob and the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, beside unwalled towns and great many. And we utterly destroyed them as we did unto Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. All the cattle and all the and the spoil of the cities we took for a prey to ourselves. And we took at that time the cattle and all the kings of the Amorites, the land that was on this side Jordan, from the river of Arnon unto Mount Hermon, which Hermon the Sidonians call Syrian, and the Amorites call it Shinar. All the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, all Bashan, unto Salcha and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubic of a man. Okay, I wanted you to see that. This was the last remnant of the giants. And what God was showing to me, and I'm compelled to share it with you, is that we're going to take out the last remnant of these giants. These things that have kept people in fear, that have held back advancement, that have withheld what actually belongs to you. What have caused people to scatter and be afraid. Og was the last one. It was so clear in my ear. I woke up, Deuteronomy 3, verse 2. And you know, a lot of scripture that has been committed to memory, you speak that and I can remember, okay, I had no clue where we were going until I began to look at it and read it again. So I want to release that to you as well. Amen. Tell somebody, giants gonna fall. Amen. Og was between 11 and 13 feet tall. Big dude. Big bed. Big head. Big spear. Big sword. But he was taken out. And everything, all 60 of the cities that he had raised up in that promised land that was given to Israel, they slew everything. You see, God doesn't call us to try to kill folk today. But the principle remains the same. You see, they didn't have the Holy Ghost in them to cast the devil out the folk. And the gene pool was so messed up, especially the gene pool of the giants. They were Nephilim, Rephilim spirits. They were dead. They were soulless. Amen. They were the remnant of the soulless ones. That's why God sent the flood to destroy them all. But yet we find them on the other side of the flood. And when they went in, they killed everything. God wanted nothing left of them. Amen. So just take that to yourself as well. I felt like it was for me, but God keeps bringing it to me to give to you. Get ready to slay some giants. Come on, you Jehus, you giant slayers. Come on, get ready to slay some giants. Tell somebody, I'm ready to slay some giants. So Jehu's name, or being a captain, meant he had a commanding spirit. Because he had a commanding spirit, God commissioned him. Look at 2 Kings chapter 9 and verse number 8. Someone say commander. Commissioner. He was commissioned. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 8 through 10. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish. And I will cut off from Ahab him that against the wall. And him that is shut up and left in Israel. Y'all won't get mad if I say that word, will you? So that was in the Bible, ain't it? It's Bible. Somebody say that on the street. Man, watch your mouth. But it is in the Bible. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. And the dogs shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. This is the prophet. He anointed Jehu. He gave him the commission. gave it to the commander, and then he stopped right there, ran out, fled. You got the instruction? Now do your thing, old captain. Now, as we've taught down through the years, Jezreel was a portion of inheritance for the tribes. The tribe in particular was the tribe of Issachar. That was their inheritance. But as Satan often does, that's why when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. Just like the devil, he raised up a wicked king, Ahab, and a wicked queen, Jezebel. And they built their palace in the land of Jezreel. In other words, to control the revelation flow. I think I spoke this in the first service. I'm appreciative of the war that our current president has begun to wage against our media. All media is not off or bad or evil, but a lot of it is. A lot of it is lies. A lot of it is propaganda. A lot of it is delusionary. A lot of it, they have an agenda, what they want you to believe, what they want you to think. Like I say, when we travel out of the nation many times, we see that the media filters everything coming here. A lot of it, and they put a spin on it in order to get you to think a certain way, in order to get you to perceive the rest of the world a certain way. And a lot of things are nothing like you think. Amen. But we've just been you know, conditioned to believe certain things, and it's not true at all for the sake of an agenda. Amen. But it's because of the media. If you notice, you notice how even how commercials, if you're watching a television program, how many times are they going to show the same commercial? It could be the worst product in the world, but they want you to believe it after a while. You watch it enough times, that jingle's going to be in your head, and you're going, let me go ahead and try this. Even though they said you may go blind, your right foot might fall off. You lose your hearing, but it'll help your skin. You hear a lie enough, a falsehood, you hear it enough, you get in a place where you're apt to believe it. You put your guard down. Remember Samson and Delilah? Strongest man ever walked the planet. You know, when Samson got mad in Gaza, they made him mad. See, Samson has some problems.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.